You're listening to Michigan Radio. When you think Hillsdale College, maybe you think private, well-respected school that also makes a lot of top 10 lists for most conservative schools.
I know that Hillsdale is very, it's about as conservative as you can get. So from what I've seen, it seems like we're with like-minded individuals. So that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice to know that, not that I'm going to come out and say, hey, Democrat, Republican, you know, not that, but still in all, if you're here, you're probably of similar beliefs.
Now, Hillsdale is using its brand to help launch a public charter school in Michigan. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
This is day one for Livingston Classical Academy in Whitmore Lake. It is 8:25 a.m., drop-off time. The kids are arriving. They're all in their brand new uniforms, lots of plaid pleated skirts, khaki pants. And moms like Kimberly Vinson are pretty sure that at this school, you're going to find a lot of conservative families.
That's nice to know that, not that I'm going to come out and say, hey, Democrat, Republican, you know, not that, but still in all, if you're here, you're probably of similar beliefs.
Now, to be very clear, this school does not call itself conservative.
Because that looks like, you know, a partisan political position or, you know, some sort of, you know, religious position or something like that.
This is Philip Kilgore. He runs the Charter School Initiative at Hillsdale College. They are helping public charter schools open up around the country. And the word that he uses to describe these schools is classical. The classical education model is very popular right now with some homeschool parents and some Christian schools. And classical education sees itself as kind of a throwback. Lots of Greek literature, Latin lessons, think sort of Dead Poets Society, prep school kind of a thing. And for mom, Wendy Burchart, that is a big reason that she is taking her oldest kids out of homeschooling and putting them in Livingston Classical.
Well, I loved school when I was younger, so I learned, I mean, we read like Romeo and Juliet in seventh grade, and we read all the old classics, which nobody reads anymore.
Huh.
So I'm excited that they're going to be doing that and that they're going to actually get to enjoy school as opposed to not having, I mean, some of the modern like literature they have that they're reading in schools now, I'm not like a super fan of, so...
That kind of frustration with your typical modern public school, that is also a big part of classical education. It says that modern schools have been corrupted by years of so-called progressive student-centered theories, and that part of fixing that, the theory goes, is building kids with moral virtue. Again, for moms like Wendy Burchart, that's huge.
It's just not taught in schools, and I think they worry about it being too religious, but just to be a good person doesn't mean you have to necessarily be a, you know,
of faith.
And a lot of schools are afraid of that, so.
We are not teaching religion.
This is Dick Streetman. He is the school board president at Livingston Classical Academy.
And we know that if we did, we'd lose our charter.
Streetman is speaking to an open house for parents, and this argument is one that he has been making for years, trying to convince critics and skeptical authorizers that this new school will not have a Christian or a Republican slant. Still, there are parents here who want that, and that's a very tricky balance, keeping those parents on board without violating their public school charter. Like when one mom asks about how they'll talk about Judeo-Christian heritage.
It's basically the historical aspect. We're just looking at classical education coming from those backgrounds.
Or when a dad asks if they're going to teach evolution.
It's a theory, and so you teach the different theories, and it is.
So it could be a fine line to walk, but the school's backers have already won the biggest battle, just getting this school open. And for the parents who see classical education as the answer for their kids, that's a big win. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.
Getting this new school chartered wasn't easy. Tomorrow, we'll look at why the only way Livingston Classical could open is by calling it a cyber school. In full disclosure, Hillsdale College is a financial supporter of this station.